have a capacity for war. I have a capacity for hate. I have a capacity for insanity, for anger, for lies. 525,600 minutes times two before I break into an explosion of thoughts and insurgents, soft kills and career moves. Capacity for destruction, capacity for loss, a capacity for death, violence, nothingness. 24 months of pain and disgust. Actions of my hands accuse me, guilty, charged, unclear details and shaky intel. Still, I pulled the trigger. There's a limit to madness. Gauge clocks out at 2 years, but they serve up poison like entrees at Blueberry Hill. Crazy. With a side of numb. It took 63,072,000 seconds to go from me to somebody else, to change.
Every day when you left Predator, what was the first thing you would do? And what would you think about before you went to bed that night?
The first thing I would do is stand outside and I would walk to my car and I would sit in the car and just decompress everything that happened that day, trying so hard to strip off everything that wasn't me, trying to deal with the guilt of what I did that day, and hoping that when I put the car in drive that it didn't feel like a joystick that I've been flying all day. And then I would drive, it'd be silent just hearing the humming of the car with the windows up so I couldn't have anything distracting me, just have white noise. And when I was in bed, the last thing I would think about was the families of these other people and how they look like me and that I could have been on the other side of those crosshairs. And why was I the one who was able to be here and that the other sergeants had to be over there?
Did that affect your dreams?
It affected my dreams, where I was thinking I should have been the one there. And it was sometimes was just black. It was like a smoke that would swool around me in my head. And I was always in my car on a cliff, ready to drop off.
So that was a dream. You in a car on a cliff, ready to jump off.
That was my dream, that any minute I could just drive off and it would end it all, and it would be over. There was a black cloud over me, like Predator, just somebody watching me always, like Big Brother. And it was just looming, because it's kind of like your Linus from Peanuts. That dark cloud just follows you everywhere, and you can't really shake it, because a part of this is kind of your fault.